Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy with customer care. I was returning your call.
Yes, this is Deborah Carroll. Did you check it? What is this place?
Well, we're customer service for over 200 products that are ordered online.
Well, I didn't order nothing online, and they keep taking money out of my bank account, and I'm going to open up a dispute with the bank.
You put
I
in a
need you to
dispute.
check into it.
Okay, one moment. Just need to sign in my link, change my password. I'll be right with you. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Okay, I was able to sign into the link. And then what's your first and last name, please?
Deborah Carroll, CARROLL.
Did you say Jennifer?
Deborah.
Oh, Deborah. Okay, and how are you spelling Deborah?
DEBORAH.
Thank you. One moment. You say Carol, CAROLL.
CA two R's and two L's.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Okay, I have several Deborah Carols to pull up in the system. What's your email address, please?
Carol Brandy, RANDY, 615 at yahoo.com.
Okay, I have the account pulled up. I'm just waiting for the system to retrieve your order. I'll be right with you. The system is still searching. One moment.
Okay.
Thank you for being patient. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, I finally retrieved your order and I show that you ordered the ice maker. And looks like the account was canceled. One moment.
Yes, that's why I want to know why it keeps taking money out of my account.
Well, I showed that we refunded you $67.32, but that was on the 23rd of August. How much was withdrawn recently?
It's been every month since August 89.95.
Okay, $89.95. No, I can. We didn't bill you that. One moment. Okay, that would be from a different company. We billed you $67.32, and we refunded you that amount on the 23rd of August.
Well, this just came up in my bank. I called and got this number, and this is the number that showed up.
No, we didn't bill you when I. Do you have more than one email address?
No.
Okay. Well, this is the only account that came up in the system with this name and email address. And the last time we billed you, let's see, was the 19th of August, $67.32, and we refunded that charge.
Well, the bank is showing it was in August, but they're showing where it's it's been taken out $89.95, and they gave me this number that the account was affiliated with.
$89.95.
No, yes.
We didn't bill you that. Not from this company. We billed you to $67.32, but that was refunded.
Well, there's something wrong where they wouldn't have this number affiliated with the $89.95, because that comes strictly from the bank. And we're going to open up a dispute or something, because this is the number it's showing where the $89.95 was took out.
I see. And I'm looking at the directory of products that customers order through this particular link, and we don't even bill $89.95.
Well, that's what it's showing at the bank,
because
they just gave me the number this morning
and told me
to call you all.
Okay, but I thoroughly checked it. We billed you $67.32, but that charge was refunded.
Why is it still coming out of the bank then? Because the bank is showing it, and they gave me this information this morning.
I don't have a record of a charge of $89.95.
Well, there's some kind of mistake. Can you make sure that's all canceled out? Because
the account that you have with us is canceled. It's been canceled since the 23rd of August.
Well, is there any other account that is showing it come out of?
No.
Well,
that's why I asked if you had more than one email address. You said no.
No, I don't. And it's, why would the bank show it? I mean, I get a statement every month and it's been coming out.
I don't know. You can contact them back and let them know that we didn't have a charge of $89.95. Excuse me. They might be able to give you another phone number.
They give me three, and it all comes to this place. I've called it all morning.
All three different numbers?
Yeah, and they're all affiliated with this account.
No, again, the link that came up, the directory of products, in this particular link, we don't bill $89.95.
Well, it was. I don't know how, but I'm calling the bank back and opening a dispute.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer care. You have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.